Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Some interpret 10 years. In other words, these Bible scholars and different commentators, remember when I use the word commentators, they're just commentators, like everybody else. And this is just their thoughts. And different people have different thoughts of what 10 days mean in Scripture. Well, to some means it's years. Other interpret means that it's 10 periods of time of persecution of the church by the Romans in the 2nd and 3rd century. And they would describe these 10 different periods of time that happens in the 2nd and 3rd century of the persecution. But again, I told you at the beginning of our study, I take, unless it tells you differently and symbolizes it, I take everything literally. Literally, we're always on the safe side to take things literally. Unless it tells you, you know, describes what he writes in the book of Revelation, I take it literally. So with that being said, I take it literally that it's 10 days. I don't understand it all. The Bible does not go in detail. But the reason I do that is because the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, they're companion books. You know that because of prophecy and all. In the book of Daniel, in chapter number 1, I don't think I marked it. Let me find it. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. Yeah. In Daniel chapter number 1, you know the story about Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We would know Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, in verse number 12, remember they wanted him the king of Babylon wanted them to eat of their food, and Daniel says, "No, let us eat our own food." It's interesting. Verse number 12, Daniel chapter number 1. "Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, 10 days, and let them give us pulse, which would be vegetables to eat, and water to drink." Verse number 13, "Then our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and thou see it, and as you see it, you can deal with your servants." Verse number 14, "So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days, again, 10 literal days, that they were on a special diet. They're not eating the king's food. They're going to eat vegetables and drink water, that kind of thing. After verse number 15, "At the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in the flesh than all the children which did eat of the king's portions." Isn't it interesting that, again, I take that as 10 literal 10 days in the book of Daniel. Also take it in Revelation chapter number 2 as 10 days of tribulation, heavy persecution that's going to come upon that church at Smyrna for those 10 days. These 10 days to outsiders seem to be a time of sacrifice and deprivation to those who are being involved. They're doing a lot of suffering in those 10 days. But instead of hurting them, however, these 10 days of proving and testing produce greater results. We're back in Daniel chapter 1, verse number 20. It said, the Bible says, these guys were 10 times greater than the fellows who ate of the king's meat. What does that mean, preacher? Well, the persecution that this church at Smyrna and even us that we would go through, do you know we always come out the better for it? That fire that he puts us through, we come out more pure, more clean if we come out in his will. You understand that? When we go through trials and testings, we come out 10 times greater than when we went in. It's God's work in our life. And so we see that Christ is our rescue from persecution. We're to be fearless and to be faithful. And if we do, the Bible tells us we will receive a crown of life. Again, there are at least 5 crowns in the Word of God that believers can earn. Now, salvation is not something you earn. Salvation is a gift. But there are things that we earn as believers, and we know at least of 5 crowns, and I won't name them all, but there's a crown of life and crown of the soul-winning crown. You know, I forget all the names of them. the righteousness. The pastor has a crown of glory that's promised to the men of God. These things that we're able to get. Well, this crown of life is promised to those believers who overcome. And it's amazing to think that here in Smyrna, there was a disciple of John by the name of Polycarp. He was the pastor. For many, many, many years, historians tell us that Polycarp, who was the pastor of Smyrna and the disciples of one of the disciples of John, February 23rd, 155 A.D., Polycarp was placed in an arena. Remember I told you about that amphitheater where there were 20,000 people could sit and watch, and they're all gathered together. And he refused to say that Caesar is Lord. And back then, what they would do in that great temple, that they would have to take some of the believers who were under persecution, all they would ask them to do is take a pinch of incense, bring it to the altar that was built there for Caesar, and just sprinkle the incense and say, Caesar is Lord, and they could live and get about their business. Well, Polycarp, who was the pastor, refused. So they brought him in the amphitheater, and while being burned alive, Polycarp refused to denounce Christianity or his Lord. And Polycarp began praying, and he said this, and I quote, 86 years have I served him, and he never did me wrong. Then he prayed, I thank you, Lord, that you have graciously thought me worthy of this day and this hour. Now, what would we have done? Burn at a stake and some stories there. I don't know all that's going on. People, some historians say that the fire actually was quenched it because of some things God miraculously, and then the soldiers went around raining through with like a sword to finally kill Polycarp because God's miraculous on the, I don't know, you know, a lot of things could be said. But anyway, whatever persecution, ever how he died, he said, I thank you, Lord, that you've graciously thought me worthy of this day and this hour. Most of us would be shaking our, why? Faithful unto death. And that's what Jesus told those people at Smyrna, faithful unto death. So as we close, what can we learn? What can we learn from this great church at Smyrna? Four things. The recognition of Christ is better than the recognition of the world. The recognition of Christ, I know thy works, is much better than the recognition of the world. Number two, the reputation of Christ is better than the reputation of the world. For me to live as Christ and to die is gain. Number three, the riches of Christ is better than the riches of this world. And number four, the rewards of Christ is better than the rewards of this world. And you've heard the saying before over and over, and there's so much truth. The rewards of Christ, they're eternal forever, and they are out of this world. What can we learn from that great church at Smyrna? Well, these things, for me to live as Christ and to die is gain. Ephesus was a careless church. Smyrna was a crown church. Next week, we'll look at Pergamos. They were the compromising church. The compromising church. Our Father, we thank you again for your scripture, Lord, that illumines our hearts and speak to us. And Lord, we just praise you that you're doing the work here in our lives. And Lord, may we be a church that you're well pleased with. Lord, that we're not careless, we don't compromise. Lord, but we're ever faithful and we're fearless. Continue to bless. We'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that's due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship. Thank you for coming.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.